Yes, I started school at Clavering Village School. You started at 5, and I started at the bottom school, as it was called, the one that's burnt down now, in the bottom of the churchyard. And that was where I started, and I think you were there for 2 years. And then when you were about 8, I think, you used to come up to the top school, which no longer exists, that's Savile Close. And that was where we did school. But I started in 1955, and bottom school was very strange. It was just a little red brick school. It's strange, because when you go there as sort of a 5-year-old, the playground felt huge and the school seemed a big place. But when you go down there now, it's absolutely tiny. The loos were just sort of tin sheds at the other side of the playground, boys and girls. Not very sort of modern standards nowadays, but the school was pretty primitive. I can remember very clearly the little tiny stools that they had there you used to sit on, because you were only sort of 5 years old, little tiny infant chairs. And the heating, they used to have two great big tortoise stoves which were coal-fired. And there was a big coal bunker in the playground. And we used to have to go, the boys used to sort of be monitors, and you'd go and fill the coal scuttles up and carry them in. And that round the outsides of the two great tortoise stoves, they had great big wire mesh guards round them. And in winter, when you've got a sort of wet jacket or what have you going to school, you used to hang all your wet clothes on that. And in those days, we used to have sports day. And our sports day was on Hill Green, between the cricket pitch and the road, where it's fairly flat. Well, I think Mr. Archer, or perhaps the cricket club, used to mark out white lines for lanes, and we used to have, races, three-legged race, egg and spoon race, sack race, and all those sorts of things. And we used to all march up to from the school right up to the other end of the village for a sports afternoon on Hill Green. And we used to have proper sports day there, because the playing field at the school wasn't really big enough. And I think a lot of the mums and dads used to come up and watch as well. But, it was all very small scale compared to what it is today. But, egg and spoon race. And my mother used to bring lots of eggs up, because she used to have proper old-fashioned china eggs to encourage chickens to go broody. And I don't think you can probably get them, but they were white porcelain china eggs. And, of course, if you dropped them, they didn't smash. And I think she used to bring them up for the egg and spoon races.